Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's getting near dawn. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Amit Kazar, 10-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO and founder of Multifunding, author of the new book that I am extremely excited about, The Growth Dilemma, Determining Your Entrepreneurial Type to Find Your Financial Comfort Zone. This is the book that you've been waiting on, folks, if you want to find out, you know, what should you feel comfortable with, how do you get funding, where does the money come from? All the different places. One of the things that you and I've talked about so many times over the years is obviously the best funding comes from customers. And for most businesses, most small businesses, the second best funding comes from a loan, right?
That's correct. Remembering that these are personal choices.
That's right.
Let me tell you a story, Jim, of a, and it's one of the questions we, and the exercises we go through in the book. So, I met a woman who had a consulting business in, Atlanta about 2 years ago, and her top line revenue was $2 million, and her bottom line, or the money she took home to live and pay her mortgage and go on vacation and everything a year, was $350,000. And I asked her, which is a question I pose for everyone in the book, what her stretch goal was 3 years from now. And she said, in her wildest dreams, she'd love to be a $4 million company. Mm. And she felt if she doubled her top line, she'd be able to triple her bottom line to $1 million.
Mm.
And I said, great. So we should all have a stretch goal. It's an important thing. But for all of us having a stretch goal, there are usually ingredients in our cake that we're missing. We're not going to reach that stress goal unless we add some stuff. It could be equipment. It could be salespeople. It could be new products. It could be an acquisition. It could be a building. It could be all kinds of things, depending on your situation. And for her, it was a management team.
Hmm.
She felt she would never grow without a management team.
Mm-hmm.
Because she felt she was the bottleneck to so much,
and not just any management team, but a team that could that she could actually harness up and put in the harness with her and pull to that goal as efficiently as she and with all the same capability as she has.
Great, correct. And so she knew to double her top line and triple her bottom line, which is really what matters. Top line doesn't really matter a darn thing. Bottom line that matters. She needed to invest $350,000. It would take about a year to pay for itself.
Mm-hmm.
And $350,000 a year is all she was making. Question is, can she afford that?
Mm-hmm. Tell them what the money was going to be spent on.
On hiring and salaries for that year.
Payroll. Management payroll.
Payroll. Investing in a management.
Right.
Team.
Yeah. Leadership.
And so, leadership. Now, for her, she'd never taken a loan on her life, so she carried what I refer to in the book as the no-debt badge of honor.
Right.
Okay. And, again, if that's your attitude, that's your attitude. That's fine. But she had never considered the possibility that if she wanted to, she could go take an SBA loan, take 10 years to pay it back, and have a monthly payment of about $4,000. So, if she wanted to put that management team in place, she couldn't do it without some financial help because she wouldn't be able to pay her mortgage for the year. Okay. If she chose to take the loan, she would risk about 15% of her profits a year in debt service for 10 years. If it worked, she would double her top line and triple her bottom line.
And never look back.
And pay the loan off in 2.2 years. Should she do it? That's her choice.
That's exactly right. Whatever she's comfortable, whatever she's comfortable with, and that's the beauty of being a Main Street small business, isn't it? But you got to be.
It's the beauty and the struggle.
Yeah. Well, see the thing about that is what I remind people about. I'm sorry. Me, were you through with the story? Go ahead, finish it.
But you have to think about the choice, and you have to think about what's holding you back from growing, and you have to think about, okay, this is what I need. Do I need a capital contribution to make it happen?
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst case that could happen here? What's the worst case situation? What's the best case situation? What's something in the middle? And then decide what you're comfortable with.
But also, there's a mathematical process of this thing, and I know you talk a lot about that in the book, Ami. But what I tell people is, you know, so I would say to a person, how much do you want to grow this year? I want to grow 9%. That's what I feel like what I can handle. Okay, how are you going to fund that? I'm going to fund that with profits. Okay, what's your profit? What's your bottom line profit percentage? It's about 4%. Okay, then we that's an easy math, right? You're going to be short 5%. What does that 5% mean? How much money is that 5%? Is that $5,000 or $500,000? And whatever that you're short in that math, you got to go find that somewhere, don't you?
That's one way to cut the mustard. Correct.
Most people can't profit their way to the level of growth that they want. That's what leverage is. Why we invented leverage, isn't it?
Yeah, someone after one of my Growth Dilemma workshops a couple weeks ago, I think in San Francisco, said to me, I've helped them think about managing their business as a business, not like their household budget.
That's exactly right. Well said. Hold on to that thought. I need your website, Ami.
Multiplatting.com and GrowthDilemma.com.
All right, that's the title of the book, Growth Dilemma. Available wherever books are sold. Quick break. Stay with us.
Correct.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.